It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington today, meeting with President Trump before speaking at this year's AIPAC conference. That's the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. They're the strongest group of conservative supporters of Israel. It might be business as usual for Netanyahu on the international stage and in the Oval Office, but he's got turmoil at home. On Friday, Israeli police questioned Netanyahu and his wife for 5 hours at their home in Jerusalem. Police have already recommended indictments against the prime minister in 2 corruption cases. This questioning on Friday reportedly related to a 3rd corruption case. Ruth Eglash is Jerusalem correspondent for The Washington Post, traveling with Netanyahu on his trip to the United States.
The 3rd case that he was questioned on Friday morning is involving the Israeli telecom giant Bezeq. And the allegations against him say that he made special regulations for Bezeq over the years that he served as communications minister simultaneously to being prime minister in exchange for positive or favorable coverage from a news website called Walla that is owned by the same person who was a majority shareholder in Bezeq.
And Ruth, these other 2 cases where police have recommended indictments, we've talked about them in months past on this show, but give us a refresher, remind us of those recommendations.
The first one involves gifts that were given to Netanyahu of a very high value, millions of dollars, in exchange for certain favors for wealthy businessmen and wealthy people who live outside of Israel. And the second case is to do with a deal that was supposedly discussed between the prime minister and the publisher of one of the most popular Israeli daily newspapers called Yediot Achronot. And in those 2 cases, the police have finished their investigations, as far as we know, and they have sent their findings to the attorney general, recommending that he launch an indictment against Netanyahu.
So, Ruth, you mentioned it. Police have only recommended indictments here. When will Netanyahu know if he's going to be indicted, if he might be charged?
That's anyone's guess right now. It's up to really all in the hands of the Attorney General. He has to decide whether to indict the Prime Minister, when to indict it. And obviously, it's a very sensitive issue. It involves great upheaval in Israel. All the pressure's on the Attorney General to decide that. So that just remains to be seen over the next few weeks.
What has this done to politics in Israel? What's the main effect? Is Netanyahu able to govern in situations like this? You know, people who would like to take his place start to gather in the wings. What's going on?
Well, you know, he has a very, very strong coalition in Israel. The coalition partners realize that they need him just as much as he needs them if they want to stay in the governing body of the country. So at the moment, his partners have been very supportive. They've said, we'll wait and see what the Attorney General has to say.
Ruth, this is a cloud over Benjamin Netanyahu as he visits the United States, as he often does, meeting with the president, speaking to AIPAC. What's the main item on the agenda between Netanyahu and American supporters, strong supporters of Israel?
Well, for Netanyahu, this visit is very important. I mean, this is sort of like his, you know, his support base in AIPAC. He's very popular. And that can also be applied to his meeting with President Trump. These are very high level points for Netanyahu to show his supporters, look, even though I have these investigations going on, I can still do my job. I can still go to Washington. I can still meet with President Trump. I can still go to AIPAC where people cheer for me. So these are all very good public displays for Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Ruth Eglash, Jerusalem correspondent for The Washington Post, traveling with Benjamin Netanyahu as he visits the United States under a legal cloud at home. Ruth, thank you.
You're welcome.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.